Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
So, William, you've got an apology to make to me, haven't you?
Why?
The lizard.
Oh, it's not a figment of your imagination.
The lizard is real. I'm sitting here looking at the lizard I was talking about last week, which William said was a figment of my imagination. And where is he? In the same spot I said I saw him. Lizard's just walked down the wall. Lizard is massive. By the way, I should have taken a picture. Because where we are is on a river, right? And hello, welcome to Homo sapiens, by the way. So we're living on a river. Now, in England, that would mean a couple of goldfish. Well, I don't know what it would mean. This is a river with sharks in. Bull sharks. So you get given a little canoe with your house. But I'm walking down towards the river because I'm going to look at fish with you. I'm going to tell you what I can see. This is a river with huge fish in. I'm just going out the gate. And with bull sharks in it. So bull sharks are the most aggressive of sharks. It's low tide currently, so I'm stepping onto a concrete little pontoon that is boiling hot. Okay. Hiya. But I can see so many fish. Tiny, tiny little fish. But apparently that's why the sharks come in here, because they like to eat all the little fish. Or no, they like to eat the bigger fish who eat the little fish. It's like Elton John's Circle of Life, people. So as I look into the water, I would say I'm looking at like 400 little fish, 20 bigger fish. No sharks. I can't see any sharks, but everyone who lives on this river, right? Everybody has a boat and lots of people have canoes. Who the hell's getting in a canoe in a shark-infested river is beyond me. But nobody swims in it. It's so weird because it's absolutely boiling. But here, if you can hear, that's our canoe. I will not be going in the canoe. Other big new... Oh, God, I thought I saw the snake. It's just a big tree root. Other thing you'll learn if you come to Australia, for anyone who hasn't been, as in some people listening might live there, you're my neighbours, is everything looks like a snake. A twig, a hose pipe. I'm looking at a hose pipe. That looks like a snake. Your own reflection in the mirror. It's constant hijinks, I tell you. How are you all? Tell me your news. What's been going on? We've got a good one for you today, because we aim to please. There's been a person who's been trailblazing of late. His name's Joe Lycett. He is the person who took David Beckham to task, well, for doing the whole Qatar thing. And he does it in this really funny way, and it got in all the papers. Plus, he does loads of other brilliant stunts. And he's doing a kind of like Big Breakfast slash TGI Friday, TFI Fridays, do you remember them? That, with Chris Evans, but a queer one. So it's like LGBT stuff. I don't, we get into it in the conversation. And it's so exciting because Joe is lovely. And so that's today's episode, because he came to talk to us for our Stonewall fundraiser. And what he did was he gave away a prize. You all voted for what he should paint. He would do a portrait, because you know he's been doing those portraits, David Shrigley style. And so he agreed to do one that he would give away for to raise money for Stonewall. And he did one of Alison Hammond. At time of print, we don't know what Alison Hammond thought of it. Her and Joe Lycett have become great friends. So I think we should be able to get some feedback. Why don't we ask her? This is a shout out to Alison Hammond. What did you think of the portrait? So we had a good old chat while Joe actually painted the portrait. And because Joe is hilarious, it's just a very funny chat. Alison Hammond, by the way, has been just announced as the new host of Bake Off. Have you caught up with last week's episode with Courtney Barnett? I love that chat. If you want to get in touch, it's hello@homosapienspodcast.com or @homosapiens on Instagram. Agony Uncles, keep them coming. T-shirts, remember we have a beautiful new design. You can purchase it online. And when you purchase one, send us a photo. Now, is this a lawnmower or someone driving down the river? Can you hear this? What a racket. A child, two children, driving the tiniest little boat at such high speed. They do this thing where they like race each other in these boats, like deliberately riding it so fast that like the whole front of the boat comes out. And I'm like, I wouldn't even do that in a pond, let alone shark infested waters. Now we've got some messages. Let's have a quick look. We've had feedback from our recent episode with lovely CEO of Gay Times, Tag Warner. Observe this quote. I also grew up in Jersey and went to the same school as Tag. Oh, interesting. I would love to talk to him and share, compare life stories from growing up in desperate housewives Jersey. I also feel that an anti-LGBTQ childhood set me up to be a positive adult, but I'm sad that the island school Tag experienced in the 2010s is the same I experienced in the late 90s. I only go home now to see family having joined the armed forces and living in the UK, US. However, I'm proud that my island and school generated such an amazing human like Tag. Thanks, Chris, for a great episode, as per usual. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for writing in, and quite right about Tag, and shame to hear that it hadn't progressed more. I can't remember what Tag said. I think he said it has improved now. Fingers crossed, hey? Esket said, great episode. The future looks slightly brighter with young people like Tag in charge. Amen to that. There's the loudest. What would that be? What bird would that be? Is that a galah? I think that is a galah. I think it's actually a crow, which, you know, you get in England. It's just a crow. I was trying to make it tropical. Well, while I have a word with this crow, let's go and chat with Joe Lycett. That's what I think is probably the best use of everybody's time here. So here's my chat with Joe.
You're in Brisbane, aren't you?
I'm in Brisvegas. True story.
What the hell are you doing there?
Making a television show for my sins.
Oh, that's fun. That's really fun. I liked Big Little Lies. I didn't finish it, but I liked it.
No, who finishes a TV show these days?
No,
episodes and then you move on.
That's exactly it. You get a bit of a gist of the thing. I did drama and English at university. I got a 2-1, and I got a 2-1 in my last English exam. And I didn't read any of the books. And I got a 2-1. I read the first chapter of each one and then the Wikipedia page about them to get an idea of style and plot. And got a 2-1. What does that tell you?
It tells me many things, Joe. It tells me how clever you are. Because if I had done that, I would have absolutely bombed out and got a 0. I tried stuff like that at school and it never worked.
Oh, I see. I wasn't fishing for a compliment. I was hoping that you would say something along the lines of, Manchester University is a piece of shit. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
I come in peace, is all I'll say.
Am I allowed to swear on this, by the way? Because I do have a gutter mouth.
I don't think we would have invited you on, quite frankly, if you couldn't.
Yeah, fine.
Because we're well aware of the body of work, I'll say. Joe is painting as we are talking. It is a one-off Hun portrait. The person you are now painting is Alison Hammond.
Alison Hammond is a great friend and one of the greatest people alive. I've long wanted to paint Alison, but never quite had the confidence, and I'm not sure I have it now.
Are you going to paint her like one of your French girls?
Yeah! Yeah, I am, yeah. We'll see what happens.
So we're getting going on an Alison Hammond painting. What is it that painting brings to you, Joe?
I find it very, very soothing to paint. I find it very relaxing. Just so good for anxiety, very good for a sense of well-being. We're getting... I'll just show you where we're getting to. That's... So that's...
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord. It's so that's... beautiful to see it come to life.
That's where we're at thus far. Do you paint, Chris?
Yeah, I do. I always painted as a kid, and it was like the art room was my little oasis away from all those mean bullies.
Yeah.
And then I started doing it again over lockdown. I actually started doing pottery a lot, and that sort of lovely meditation vibe is so wonderful, isn't it?
I just got a kiln, actually, like a little plug-in kiln. Ooh. And I've been finding that really, really fun to use. Really, yeah.
How? What size is it?
Oh, it's like the size of a washing machine, I'd say. Like the drum of a washing machine. It's not big, but you could get like... you could get sort of... not quite the height of a bottle of wine in there. And I would say the length of a fox.
Not quite the height of a bottle of wine and the length of a fox for the for the mathematicians among us.
Yes.
So you can't warm your wine up in there, which is a shame.
No, you can't. But it's. I found it really... in fact, I made this in there. This is the Liz Truss commemorative plate.
Ah, wonderful.
Celebrating our greatest 1.5 months.
Now, and so what will be the life of this plate? Where does that go? Who is it for sale?
No. It's I have submitted it to the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition, so we'll see if they like that, because historically they've only liked one of my things before, so unlikely it will make it in there, but... otherwise, it will just sort of remain somewhere in my house. I'll probably give it away when I need to sell something to buy all the drugs that I take.
And do you ever use air-dry clay?
Yes, so that's what I sort of trained with, I suppose. I used a lot of air-dry clay back in the day. And so I don't know what I'm doing with ceramics, really. I just sort of, I'm just having a play and having a, you know, using YouTube to work it out. But I really love it. I'm really getting into it. It's so lovely. It feels ancient, you know, to be making something out of clay. And
yeah, it's very soothing for the soul. And I think there's a sort of David Shrigley quality to the things that you've been producing, which I love.
He that's very nice of you. He's a great inspiration of mine. And he liked one of my things recently, and I was so touched by that. I thought, oh gosh, Shrigley's watching my things.
That's
maybe
amazing.
He's thinking, oh, God, like keeping an eye on his copyright. I don't know.
Yes, maybe that's how he lets you know the lawyers are on their way.
Yes, that
I've
could
seen
be
it. That.
I could have been I've very,
seen that.
Could have been very excited by what is essentially a precursor to an expensive legal battle.
But do you know what, Joe? Anyone with half a brain is not going to take you on with a legal battle, because they know that they'll end up as the meat and veg of a live tour. You'll end up in the Daily Mail, because there'll be an entire stunt revolving around some letter exchange, wouldn't you say?
I'll remind you of that when I'm behind bars.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Joe Lycett, I've got some questions for you. If you, Joe Lycett, could pick a new animal for Birmingham instead of the bull and make a new statue, perhaps in your kiln, would need to be a bit bigger, what would it be from Tangerine Badger?
Well, I'm a great fan of the sloth. And I think there's something about the way that Birmingham behaves, the way that the Brummies like to live their lives, that's quite sloth-like, I would say. We're not in a rush. We're not talking very quickly. We're just like, that's all right. Just going to go to the pub now. So I think the sloth is probably closest out of all the creatures in God's kingdom, if you are religious in any way, that is closest, I would say. I also love a walrus, but that's just for me, really. That's just my personal tastes.
And colourway, what are we thinking colourway? Are we thinking psychedelic, or would it be true to life? Or
Well, yeah, the sloth's quite grey, isn't it? Well, actually, that is probably... Yeah, that is bang on Birmingham. A grey sloth, I think, is probably closer. The bull, I never really understood the bull. I don't think we ever had bull fights. I may be wrong there. I don't really know where that came from. Happy to be educated.
Yeah. And what size would this statue be? Is this a big monument? Is it a polite-sized monument?
It would be funny if it was massive, wouldn't it? A massive sloth.
Like the Angel of the North.
Yeah, exactly that. It's hanging from the... Because they've got those long claws that's sort of hanging from the rotunda just like that, just like asleep.
That's great.
Beautiful, yes. Isn't it?
With a little waterfall coming down it, maybe. I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas around here.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it, yes.
But it needs a bit of... I mean, my family are all from Birmingham and Coventry, and they're very funny. The people of Birmingham are very funny.
Well,
how
we
can
do
we reflect
try.
That?
What, in the statue?
Yes, in the statue.
Gosh, that's you're asking a lot of one piece of art, aren't you?
Yes, well, you know, it's like these are monuments.
How can the statue be funny? I don't. It's shitting itself. So it's
see. That's all I needed.
A grey sad sloth hanging from the rotunda, shitting itself.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
I suppose now you want it to do something else as well. How will it move?
No.
Oh, you're done now.
As town planner. I feel like I've got everything that I need. Thank you, Joe. I'm just going to talk to planning and we'll see if we can get this through. And the conservation officer obviously will have a few thoughts. Joe, tell us about your exciting new Channel 4 show, which is very LGBT focused, would you say?
Yes, it is quite LGBT focused because that's the only way you can get anything commissioned these days. Only way you can get it across the line.
World's gone mad.
Yes. So it's something I've been sort of not pitching, because once I pitched it, they were very nice about it. It was something I've been thinking about for a long time, is how fun, like, the old days of live television were. The live telly of old, and I'm talking your Tier 5 Fridays, your Big Breakfasts, your, you know, OG Davina hosting Big Brother, you know, all that really exciting, unmissable stuff. And obviously these days, all the young people are locked to their iPads on TikTok. But and so I sort of pitched it to them a while ago. We actually were meant to do a pilot of it over Christmas 2 years ago. And it fell in the gutter because of COVID. We actually were a week away from going live. And it was all over because of COVID. We lost... It was when there was a sort of spate of COVID positive tests. Everyone was testing positive. And we lost, like, our sound person. And they said, oh, we can find another sound person. I was like, we will continue at the show. And they said, oh, we've just lost our director. I was like, okay, we'll continue at the show. And we just lost lighting. The show will go on. The auto cue's now gone. The show will go on. And in the end, I just went, do you know what? The show's not going to go on, is it?
Yes. But what about the glitter cannon? It's still working. Yes, we can go on.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you to the Channel 4 insurance companies that paid out heavily for that. And we're back. And we're hopefully not going to be interrupted by any sort of global pandemic. And we'll be live in, I can't say when, but not too distant future, worryingly close for me because I've got so much to do for it. Yeah, I hope to sort of recreate the anarchy of it, but to bring it up to speed with kind of the modern life. You know, I think the culture of those shows was quite laddie back in the day. I think the actual the backstage culture was quite uncomfortable for a lot of people. We don't want that to be the case. We want people to have a nice time, both on and off camera. And we're going to be pushing for a lot of inclusion of all different types. You know, obviously there'll be a few LGBT people to get it, to get the money across the line, and then there'll be, you know, there'll be lots of Brummies there. There'll be lots of people from all around the country, lots of celebrity guests. But yes, it's the idea is it's a bit of fun. And where my other shows, you know, my Got Your Back shows, where I take on David Beckham and things like that, they're sort of against something, you know, they're against a bad company or someone doing bad practices. This is very much for something. It'll be for fun, for inclusion, for laughter and love.
And well, it's a wonderful idea. And it also just brings you closer to becoming Esther Ransom, which I've always felt has been had a long tail, but definitely been your destiny.
I went to the theatre once and she was sat behind me and she gave me quite the scowl. So I'm not sure she's keen on me taking over that mantle. But I think she was just probably in a bit of a huff, but I took it personally. And here we are.
Well, that's because she knew you were coming for her entire, you know, her entire career.
Identity, yeah. It's essentially identity theft, isn't it, what I've done?
Hello, enter part one. Will I be interrupted by the crow? Yes, there we go. Crow's gone nowhere. Hope you're having a lovely time. Go and listen to part two. It's on the feed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.